Good evening, everyone. This is May the 14th, 2025. I'm Tom, your founder and co-host. This is our special creator call for our guests. We have Lois with us tonight as well. So let's get started here. We like to do our grounding exercise, and if you would lead in that, Lois, I'll be doing things on the quiet behind the scenes as well.
I may only get through the cross crawl.
Well, that's right. You've got your throat thing going on. I'll have to go ahead and take care of it. They know the cross crawl. They know how to do it. And so go ahead and do that on your own. And I'll be doing something quietly here to get you grounded and tuned up, ready for the call. So just give me a moment of silence. Okay, we are back and all tuned up, ready to receive Creator's blessings. And we will, as we said, have some chat time today, but I'm going to start off by, let's get our call going with Creator first. I'm truly honored to be the conduit from which Creator comes to us on these calls, and you may want to find an area of your life that you would like improved. It may or may not be the critical part, but you can indeed put some energy on that area that it will be resolved, and Creator will begin addressing each of you individually as the call now is underway. All right. We do an intro call every Monday, and we cover the highlights of what's going on the planet and what's going on with our cleansing. We've been very busy. I hate to be just, repeat another Monday call here. But let's see what we can do a little bit unique. As some of you may be new to the call, some of you have been here for years. And recently, my wife, as I've mentioned in previous times, has had many assaults by the dark, as I have, as you have. And everybody, to one degree or another, has been assaulted by darkness. And as my wife is coming awake from having her memory scrambled and all kinds of physical problems that the dark had done to her, it comes to mind how far away from the truth most of the planet is. We're simply busy blaming China, blaming whoever on the planet for the latest incident on a global scale, or Iran, and indeed, they have done some nasty things over the years. And so the action that's being taken by Trump is very appropriate. So when you're negotiating, you want to negotiate from a reference point of strength. And so, such as with the Iran situation, where they are developing a nuclear weapon And Trump said, no, you won't, because there's such radical people, they would go, well, it would be a very destructive thing if they start launching nuclear weapons, and it would start a world calamity, or potentially could. So Trump's cutting it off right at the beginning. Either you do it voluntarily, or we'll do it for you, and shutting down your development site. So he brought in two aircraft carriers and all kinds of bombers of different sorts, the B-2 on Diego Garcia, which is an island just out of range of their missiles, but within range of them bombing Iran if necessary, or that facility. But they also are there because there's been in Yemen an offshoot of and supplied by the Iranian people or the government missiles, which have been infused into the world of Yemen here by the Houthis, and they started shooting at ships just indiscriminately and hit a couple, and maybe, I don't know if that one sunk or not, but it blocked their entrance points from the Red Sea and then finally the Suez Canal, which affected shipping greatly. If you have to go all the way around Africa, that adds a lot of cost and time. So Trump wisely brought in support. And every time they showed their heads, they have underground bunkers. As an example, that they put in place. They learned this a long time ago, and they're many, many feet down underground. They have concrete covers on them as well, many, many feet thick of concrete to keep them secure. On the surface, it would even withstand a nuclear blast. So how do you get to them and stop their nonsense? And there are many, many, many of these throughout the landscape. And they've had a couple of decades, you know, to develop these. And so now it's, again, all backed by Iran. In fact, all the troubles in that region are instituted, it appears, by Iran. But we have learned, as members of this organization, our club, that it isn't the people that are bad, it is the darkness that has infused or invaded them that precipitates or influences their bad behavior. So we can fault this person or that person, and we certainly have during our lives, right back to our parents or our, you know, schoolmates, and on it went. To the dating game and into life and business world and all the hardships that came from, we thought, other people doing bad things to you or inappropriate things. And society taught us that that's the way it is. The media certainly has been very influential. And they themselves, much of the major media, is influenced by darkness. So they are perpetuating what darkness wants them to perpetuate, getting us to believe there are bad people and good people, and we've got to do something against the bad people. And so we develop prisons and we fight wars and we do all these kinds of things like we see over in the Middle East. So Trump, being the wise one, understands negotiating is the only way things will end on the physical earth plane. He does not understand, nor does anybody on the planet other than our earth club members who come regularly and have been following and understanding what darkness is. Many have moved on looking for the pot of gold, which they will not find. And we chased that dream too, in the early going, did we not? We thought, well, gee, if we just have a claim against the banking system for their frauds, let's collect on the claim and everybody's happy. Problem is, darkness runs the financial world, and they're not going to let you have their money. And if you try, get too close to the golden goose, they will run you out of business, or put you in prison, or kill you. And they've tried all three with us on multiple occasions. So we learned the hard way that this problem is a lot bigger than we thought. The darkness has influence in every aspect of life. The financial world, political world, military world, drug industry, even religions. So each of those areas and every other area of your life you can think of where you've had a problem, the health industry, there's another big one, is at the mercy of darkness. So everywhere we turn in life, we think we can get relief here, relief there, or pass a law, or do whatever, and nothing seems to really change much, or maybe for the worse. So the answer to every problem known to man, even our body's aging. Why would Creator create a body that ages and goes into struggle and suffering and pain and eventually dies? Does that sound like a loving thing to do? And you should be shaking your head no right now. Of course not. Because Creator did not create the world we find ourselves in. With all the crazy, we've seen wars, we've seen people invasion of our borders, right? All over the world. And we've had people like the Biden administration that were heavily influenced by darkness. He was actually simply a pawn of Obama, who was a very dark being, and influenced 4 years of Bidenomics, opening the borders and allowing was something like 20 million into our country, and it happened in Canada and Europe, and now they're finally waking up and discovering, what the heck are we doing? We lost our culture. We lost our... these are freeloaders. These are folks who do harm and crime and rape and pillage. These are evil people. What are we doing letting them into our country and giving them freebies and supporting them? The reason we haven't awakened up or awakened from to that reality sooner is because darkness has influenced the minds of humanity in many ways. So the darkness isn't just an individual getting infused. They do that for sure. But they do can send out waves of energy that will numb the brain or block the brain from seeing what's obvious to somebody who has a clear mind. We call them in this country very often of the liberals or the lefties or the Democrats, do we not? Who seem to be promoting evil, promoting, well, let's let all these illegals in. How dare we send them back to their countries or put them in prison? And instead of fighting for our own freedoms or fighting for the rights of our individuals here, we call them citizens of the U.S. or Canada as examples. So we've got a very confused world right now, but it's coming to an awakening, and that's good. We're finally realizing and Trump's leading the charge in many ways on that, that there's only two genders, for example, male and female. You don't get to pick, you know, who you think you would like to be and then expect society to respect that. So he's made that a law. And English is our national language. Amazing. After 200 plus years, we've never defined what our language, our national language, would be. So Trump has done that with an executive order. So he's definitely awake. He doesn't get the darkness is at the root of the problems. He does see the problems for what you and I see them as, and is taking the best action he can with the tools available and in his presidency. So, and those are necessary steps. You know, if you're being assaulted by someone, you need to use force to stop it. Ultimately, we're trying to get back to a loving world, are we not? Wouldn't we all like peace and be respected and be free from pain and struggling and in optimal health? Of course. And earlier I said, would Creator have created such a mess as we as we see in the world, in every area we can imagine? You know, we're finding the people who represent us in Congress are creating projects through the Doge investigations, creating projects and sending money to supposedly a cause somewhere on the planet, and that there's nothing there. Where the money goes is into some kind of a special account, and then those monies later are distributed back to the people who run the programs or voted for it. Outright stealing. And we're talking billions and billions of dollars are being pilfered by our own government agencies of different sorts. Just an example. So we've been compromised in many ways in our lives, and people who we thought were going to be helpful turned out to be the opposite. And we've been busy, you know, faulting these folks for their stupidity, as we might have seen it, or worse. But do realize they too have been infested with darkness. Now my job, when I discovered darkness some 8 years ago, we've gone 13,000 years in this game not understanding why there's evil. We've had many folks, you know, the Buddhas, the Moses, and the Jesus come forth, and many, many others, each with a intent to bring light and love to a planet that's, well, under attack. Not understanding really what is causing this. So each of them were either, you know, accepted to some degree and say, okay, well, here you do these processes and you kind of avoid the darkness and maybe you can get through life unscathed. And many religions are on that basis. You know, we just pretend that the dark isn't there, or we avoid it as much as we can and we'll kind of get to this place we call heaven, because we're good people and the real Creator will have a place for us. And the folks who are the bad ones will go to hell. And we've got the, you know, the devil and his pitchfork and all those images that have been created. But neither of those are true. There is no heaven, there is no hell, other than what we perceive or see on this surface of the planet. We see many things that we would call hellish, many things we would call beautiful or wonderful or loving. So we have this duality going on, dark and light together on the same planet. Boy, does that get life confused, or does not that make life confusing? Absolutely. And so, as I said, many have come And we got, you know, folks like Edison and brought in many inventions, and Tesla. And we have, you know, Ben Franklin, and we have had many who brought in ingenious ideas and ways to make our lives better. Electricity was a key one, was it not? Look how much our life depends on electricity, or the absence of it, what happens. So we've seen many improvements, many innovations, but we still see buildings being blown up. We see wonderful buildings being made, and then we see them being destroyed, or people's lives being destroyed. So there's an underpinning here that is the source of all darkness that causes all these problems that even Jesus was not able to discover. And most don't know he made two visits here. The first visit came alone, spoke his message of love and peace and forgiveness, and nobody wanted to hear it. We were in a very controlled environment at that time in that region, so he left, came back. This time he came with some help. He came in with the essences of Saint Germain and Ashtar, two very powerful beings, along with himself, and that's the Jesus we read about and hear about. What we see and read in the Bible is been construed, we'll say. A lot of the truth has been missing. A lot of things in there have been altered, giving it the opposite intent of what the truth is. So we have to find a way to understand then what is true and what is not true. If we can't trust the Bible, or we can't trust this or that document, or this TV show, or this book, or whatever, well, where do we turn? And our religions are all over the board. We've got the crazy ones over in Iran who believe that they can do horrible things in the name of their creator. And we got, you know, Christians, by and large, are peaceful, loving messages and beings, and that's fine. But it doesn't make the dark go away, does it? It says, I'm going to be nice and as much as I can. But on the way home, my car got run into by another car, and I wind up in the hospital. So where's my love gotten me? Or of my job lost, and I'm losing my home. Or my wife or husband is leaving me or died or whatever it would be. So there's misery everywhere, even among what we'll call nice people. So darkness will find you, find all of us in our different aspects of life. So the answer then would be, let's find out what darkness is and let's eliminate it. Well, how to get here in the first place? If this isn't Creator's creation, you know, whose is it? So then over the years, since 8 years ago when I first discovered darkness, so it's kind of like, was it Newton who was sitting under the apple tree, or at least the story goes, and watched an apple fall from the tree and pondered that a while, said, well, why didn't it just stay there in place? Why did it fall? And why is my body pulled toward the center of the earth? And so the discovery of gravity had been there all the while, but he realized it's actually a force. And same thing with a lot of perceptions in life. They've been there all the while, but we haven't really assessed what causes them or what the sources are. Maybe we think we have and we are off base and give credit where it's in the wrong areas. So by discovering something, such as I did. I discovered these were entities that were prolific, were everywhere, all kinds of them, and I was being messed with by them. Everybody was being messed with them. Everything was being messed with them. They can mess with a home, functions in the home, electrical especially, devices they can infiltrate and mess with, computers, all kinds of things, even plumbing in a house. They can block the plumbing so that the water does not flow properly and backs up and so forth. They have all kinds of tools and ways to make life miserable. Somebody's driving down a road and their vision can be blocked for just a few seconds, and they'll make a turn into an oncoming traffic, for example, and we call that an accident. But it indeed is darkness at work. So we invent reasons why darkness, or, you know, why, well, it always comes down to blaming somebody, doesn't it? Blaming something. But if you understand, go to a level deeper, you'll understand that darkness is the root of all evil, of all things that are bad on this planet. Even our bodies aging is a force of darkness. So as I started learning over the 8 years with Lois, she has the ability to perceive these dark entities as I am, which was a wonderful helper, absolutely. Her intuition has been very instrumental in exploring things, and I have my share of that as well, and I do this all day and all night long. And as the years progressed and we learned more and more, we were kind of like climbing the mountain, and every time we come up and climb to the peak of one mountain, there's another one. But we got a better view the higher we went. Excuse me. So the higher view you go, the more you understand. You start to see and perceive things and make connections and come to greater understanding of what is going on here. And finally, in recent years and months, we continue to do that and have found this game, this paradigm that we are in, is the 200th paradigm that has been created since the beginning of ever, since the beginning of Creator. So Creator came into existence, and first thing he did was create what we call everything. In other words, here's a framework, here's a map, so to speak, of all the possibilities that we can do. This is the beginning platform, we'll call everything. And within everything, the first paradigm was created. And that included Earth and its various components. Vegetation, we have birds and animals and fish and so forth, and then humans were created by Creator. But Creator only creates things of pure light and love. So when humans were created from that first paradigm and forward, they were always of light beings. And they were created with the ability to manifest. In other words, Creator would not require them to work for a living, such as we experience in this world. But if they had a desire for something, they would think it, and it would appear. Pretty cool. And they were based on light and love only. There's no darkness present, so they would never manifest something that would be hurtful or harmful. Light beings don't need to eat, but they could enjoy eating some fruit just for the flavor, and since they have no organs or glands, the process, once they swallow, it would be returned pretty much to the void. So life was pretty good. And things were learned from observing humanity interacting with the environment. And the animals were not killing one another. They were in peace as well. And did not need to be nourished in ways like eating as we would see today. And it wasn't the big fish eating the smaller fish. Everything was in harmony. Nobody or no thing was being harmed. So we learned some things from the first paradigm, and then the humans were brought, when the paradigm ends, after a certain length of time, that, well, okay, we learned what we came to on this particular paradigm. The individuals, the beings, were put into kind of a animated state of, what would be the word here? Kind of a sleep, I suppose. Suspended animation, whatever, and they would be just in a nice quiet, like a coma space, but not in physical form, but their essence would be, while the new paradigm was being created. And then when that has been created, they'd be called on and awakened and given a new body in the new paradigm, and a backstory of how they got here. In other words, the history of their planet and history of their heritage and so forth. And that's true with all forthcoming paradigms. We're up to the 200th, as I said. And each time, again, we've come to learn the lessons that were intended for that particular paradigm. It is put on into a suspended mode, and things were added. Things were more vegetation, more wildlife, for example, and in the ocean is just teeming with amazing numbers of varieties of amphibious life. And that wasn't always the case. It started off very simple, and each paradigm more were added, so it became more and more proficient and more vegetation. Different kinds of flowers were introduced, different kinds of trees and grasses and so forth. So each time a new paradigm came to be, it was more sophisticated than the previous. And when we look out into the night skies, we see these stars, do we not? We see a sun. During the daytime, we see the moon, often more visible at night. And then we see these this plethora of the coma stars, or galaxies of those groups of stars and so forth. And we're in awe and wonder as to what they represent, what might be out there. But it gives us the impression of infinity, does it not? Things just seem to go on forever and ever. So this continued for each and every generation of paradigms that came and went. And the point is to self-discover who we are and what our possibilities are by giving abilities to our individuals so they could be creative and manifest new possibilities. In other words, use their innate abilities to manifest things that were never there before. If they, in later paradigms, as we became more sophisticated, if you were in your home that you manifested in the image you wished it to be. Maybe you want to look out to the east and you'll see a big waterfall. And to the west you might see an ocean or a lake and so forth. You can actually generate your own environment. That's how powerful light beings are. And change it every day if you want. So life was good, and sometimes it was too good, meaning it was kind of comfortable to just enjoy, go out for a walk in nature and swim in the ocean with the dolphins or whatever you wanted to do, lie on the beach, whatever it would be. But there came a point where we got to the 199th paradigm where Creator was realizing there wasn't a stimulus here to push people to explore and do more with their possibilities. You know, it's nice to just, I say, lay in the sun and feels good, doesn't it? But if that's the extent of your day, well, then that's not very productive either. So the Creator was looking for a way to stimulate growth and possibilities with all of his wonderful children. And so on the 200th creation, he added an element, we'll just call it stimulation or something similar to that, which was the first time that had been done. And unknowns to Creator, from the Creator's beginnings, just as Creator is pure light and love, there's a reflection of Creator, I'll call his shadow, that came along, and even Creator was not aware. And the shadow is actually the reverse of Creator. Being powerful, but evil and dark. But also dormant in its activities, because it had never had an opportunity to come forward through all the various paradigms until the 200th, where Creator opened the possibility of, we'll call it stimulation, to encourage growth and exploring new possibilities. Well, that little crack was enough for darkness to come through, and been observing all the other paradigms and understanding, you know, how Creator works and how this whole game is being played. So it had a lot of time to think and process, and when it finally had an opportunity to come forward, it made a copy of what Creator had intended for the 200th paradigm and made it its own, and then blocked Creator's paradigm from being pursued. Now, dark, the opposite of Creator in darkness, is very powerful. Not as powerful as Creator, but close. So it could put things and block things from even Creator. Since Creator had never ever experienced darkness and was not ever in the mindset to think in those terms, Creator did not even observe that it was darkness that was doing the, or had taken over this paradigm and made it its own. So it was baffling to Creator why we suddenly had people doing harmful things. And it was a new experience, so Creator said, well, let's explore this. Let's see what this is all about. Something new. And so the dark, as it infused itself in everywhere on the planet, every system, by infusing, again, we're talking not just one individual dark being, one shadow, and there was a second shadow as well, but they were comprised of many nasties within that one shadow. And they manifested more and more systems and more controls so that they would be in control always of this particular paradigm. And then they created subsets of different varieties of things. We call them, you know, the evil, the devil, and so forth, Satan, and so on. And yeah, those things exist. But so have dozens and dozens of others of nasties, and they're pretty ugly things. And then quantity-wise, they extended out to huge numbers. We would find that dark elements are more than there are grains of sand on the entire planet. Every beach, every desert, if you counted every one of those grains of sand, you wouldn't come close to how many dark entities exist or existed. And they grew over time. So back in the beginning, there might have been less, of course, but they proliferated. And the intent of the dark is to stay in control forever of their hijacked paradigm. So we had the beginning of duality. We had still good things going on the planet, but now we had dark as the master. And he invaded, or his minions invaded, certain people in politics. So they would be doing destructive things, presenting laws and dictatorships or whatever that were harmful to the people by and large and beneficial to those who are in the ruling class. Took over the financial world. In fact, this is the first time ever that money existed. So money became the god of darkness. Everything evolved around money. And in our world today, look around and see how much you can do if you don't have money. You can't own or operate a vehicle. You can't buy a house. You can't, you know, clothing. Every aspect of our lives has money, the necessity of money to acquire it. And the dark are not heart-centered. They block the hearts of all that they invade. They can block their brains in many ways as well, or their vision of what they see or perceive. So whatever their agenda would be, they will pick the individuals who are maybe in control of that and invade them and manipulate them such that they produce harmful things or hurtful things or influence the world in certain negative ways, like our drug companies and injecting, you know, the COVID nonsense. And then the remedy. And the remedy was actually given to them by our United States military as part of the defense system. There were different types of departments, some rather nefarious, that were looking for biological weapons as part of our defense. And so they found, well, if we cut off the immune system, which creates then AIDS, if you don't have an immune system, you're susceptible to any and everything that would come along. And then let's add in some more nasty things, lots and lots of them, that will do what we call gain of function and destroy the body in many ways, from an instant heart attack, boom, they take an injection, or dead minutes later. Or it may be that they'll be crippled in some way or another, but it'll have its very extensive problems, up to and including death. So those that was sold to the drug companies, who were influenced by the dark to accept them and give them their own little flavor. Actually, it was the same product, but they gave it a different spin to make it look like they had invented their own. And they tried enhancing and did some things to improve through universities and in Wuhan, China, for example, we're familiar with. But the point was, this was the supposed solution to a virus, COVID-19 virus, that was invented in the mind but never invented in reality. And therefore, we need to stop this thing with this injection, which is a death sentence. It's horrible. So how do you sell something that's bad to people and be willing to inject themselves with it? It was untested, unproven, and the cycle of new drugs and such is you do these tests and find out what kind of results you get and on a small scale, and if they're acceptable. Only 2% of the people died, and 15%, you know, had some serious side effects. Well, maybe that's okay enough. We'll get that through the FDA as we present it to them with a bag of money. They'll look the other way and approve it because they, too, are influenced by darkness. So that's how a lot of drugs are, in fact, almost all drugs are instituted into the system. But on COVID, how do you sell something that's a total poison? Well, you have to create a fear big enough to overcome that. And the initial presentation of the jab was, well, if you are ill from this non-existent virus that is creating all these problems with people, and you've tried all of the known remedies, and they're not working, as a final choice, even though it's untested, you can voluntarily ask for an injection with this jab as a final way to save your life. That's initially how it was introduced. And how in a very short time we went from that to, if you don't get the jab, you can't work here. So the people were being forced by their employers in many cases, or by society rules, because we see this fictitious outbreak, and therefore we have to protect ourselves, so we're going to force everyone to do this or do that. Well, CDC is the premier lab on the planet and system to discover and document all infectious types of diseases. And so as this was progressing, someone, in fact perhaps many, went to CDC with a FOIA, Freedom of Information Act, and said, tell us what you have found and identified this thing called COVID-19. You know, have you isolated what this supposed virus is? And the response came back, no. We have no idea. We have nothing. We're guessing that it would probably look like this or look like that and have these or those qualities. And thus, the COVID jab was supposedly the answer to eradicate it. None of this was ever proven because the virus never existed. Never, to this day. In fact, remember the West Nile virus and Zika and all these other viruses that supposedly have come and gone, and Not one of these has ever been identified as existing. They were just made up. Fear-mongering. If you get people scared enough that they might die of some imaginary thing, they'll take an injection if promised that it will potentially save their lives. So you've got fear at work. Viruses never exist outside the body. They do exist in the body. They are friends. When cells die, something has to mop them up. So these viruses are the little Pac-Men that go under and munch, munch, munch these dead cells. And the result of that goes into your elimination system, and that's the end of it. So the virus and the dead cell, being dead now, leave your body and are harmless. So viruses are essential. In fact, if you use enough antibiotics or nasties, such as the jab, it actually kills the body's ability to produce these good viruses. And so the body can't do its job properly. Or even before the jab, we had all kinds of drugs that mess with the body and disturb the functional value of the virus, and it can't mop up the dead cells. We call them tumors or cancers, right? We have this unstoppable growth. So by cutting off the virus's abilities to heal, do its job, we have created a new problem. And now here's a real moneymaker. The dark love these kinds of things. So now we're going to jab these people with chemo, which will further add poisons to their body. But we can charge a ton of money to do that. It won't help them, but we'll make up some stories that, oh, look, we got the tumor to shrink. Well, yeah, that doesn't mean a whole lot, because the source of all that still is there, and darkness is still pervasive. So that's a scam. In fact, all drugs, by definition, are a poison. To get something patented, which is what they always desire, so they can charge a fortune, you have to create something that is not naturally found in society, in the world, on the planet. You've invented something new. So you take something natural and you tweak its DNA, whatever, electrons, and you come up with something that had never existed before. Well, that's altering something natural, and when you put it into a body, it's going to cause what they call them side effects, but they are direct effects, exactly what that poison will do. And that's why there are all these warnings and so forth on drugs. So that whole industry is a poison factory. But you can patent it and make lots of money, and through the FDA, by bribing them, you can, and the insurance companies and so forth, all play the game that this is the answer to everything. Putting poisons or unnatural things in your body to make it healthy. That just doesn't work, does it? And there are natural nutritions and vitamins, minerals, whatevers, that are very helpful for the body. And they've done their best to kind of exclude them from society. Health food stores have been under challenge for many, many, many decades on what they can do or promote or say. But the real answer, the deepest answer of all, is, of course, the dark nasties. As they invade people, they also invade their organs or glands or joints, for example. And if they infuse themselves in your joints, we call it arthritis. if they mess with the brain, we might call it Alzheimer's. Memory loss. If they mess with your heart, well, we have a heart condition, don't we? Circulatory system, immune system, I mean, every system of the body can be indeed, as has been, messed with by darkness. So if you want to get healthy, you remove the darkness from those areas of your body, and your body does its natural thing and returns to what it's designed to do, is to keep you healthy. Now remember, this body is not a creator body. This was the body borrowed, if you will, the concept of it, borrowed by the dark, that replaced the light bodies that were intended for this 200th paradigm, as we've had in every other one. So we're not coming in with a light body, which would be immune from all harmful things and have no aging, would be with all the abilities that we mentioned before. So again, the dark said, well, we can't control that, so we can't bring those folks in here. Let's bring them into this prototype that was invented by the light some time ago for who knows what reason, but it does have to consume things to survive. Consume air and oxygen, food, then it has an entire digestive system, elimination system, and we call that our human bodies today. This was not, again, Creator's body that was brought forth. This was won by the darks that they could easily control and manipulate by inducing pain, ailments of different sorts, and they get off on that sort of thing. They get off on watching people suffer. They get a high doing that. We would call it a sadist, perhaps today in our world, but to an extreme level. But they can't have everybody in pain all the time, because we need to have, if you're going to have a war, for example, you have to have two sides, don't you? Notice we have the duality everywhere. In government, we have the two-party system here in the U.S. and most countries, or multiple parties, but we have oftentimes one of light, one of darkness. And they've invaded heavily in this country, the Democratic Party. So if you're going to have duality, they chose the Democrats as their target. And we'll leave the Republicans alone, by and large. I mean, we'll still infuse things for diseases, ailments, and such. But as far as on a political basis, we will create diversity in that manner. And we've seen what has happened here of late with the Democratic Party and the horrors that they've done. And Trump taking charge of the Republican Party and doing some very good things. So we see the classic, in fact, sports. Every sport is a win-lose, isn't it? You've got a winner and a loser. In Creator's world, there are no losers. There is no competition. You don't have to compete with anyone for anything, because you can manifest whatever you desire. So why would there be a need to compete? But Creator, again, observing, it also did not produce the stimulus to explore and try new things. So therefore, he created this stimulus for the first time in the 200th paradigm, and the dark came forward and, again, as I said, took over, made it a copy, took over and controlled now every aspect of what we call our world. And our coins and such in this country represent in God we trust, don't they? This is what we see. We talk about God and religion. We talk about God in many respects. And if you realize that God does not exist, God is, well, actually, I should qualify that a little bit. It exists, but not the creator that is present with us now. The creator is the true creator of all that is, including darkness. You know, even being a shadow of creator is still part of creator. Not that creator would intend harm to anyone and will not and does not. But the shadow, again, survived many, many paradigms without ever coming forward until this one. And it showed itself in a very evil way, did it not? All the pain and suffering and struggle is his hands and the hands of this darkness and all its various minions. So the only way to end this game is to eliminate the darkness. Well, first you have to understand darkness exists, which was my blessing. I came in with different gifts, and finally at a ripe age of almost with the age most people in their lives, I discovered darkness. It just kind of came to me, and I could, through my third eye, see these. They're pretty nasty critters. And discovered Lois could do the same. Well, what do you do now? Here you got these things beating on you, or doing harm to you in various parts of your body. There may be doing it locally or remotely. It can be in you, on you, around you, or remote, and do the same amount of harm. So that was the biggest next discovery, was I had the ability to eliminate them through some basic tool I was provided, and it worked. Okay, yeah, that's cool. Got rid of that one or this group. And then I discovered the groups got bigger and bigger, up to and surpassing even a centillion. And nasties in a single group are all connected. A centillion is one with 600 zeros after. That's a big, big number. And that's just one group. And there's lots of them. In fact, we've had centillions of centillions of centillions in some of the larger groups or largest groups. Well, even taking those out, and as we move forward, I got some more sophisticated tools, and I could see more, and we could do more. And over the years, we started climbing the mountain, as I said early on, to discover that, wow, there's another mountain after this one, and another one after that one, and the view became more in depth to finally come to the understanding of how this game began 13,000 years ago, as we've been describing. And there are many, many, many components in there that have been layered to keep anyone from finding them, or anyone from destroying them, or eliminating them in any way. But every one of them is also has to have an energy source to survive, just as you do. And that source of all energy comes from Creator. Everything initiates out of from Creator. So how does the dark use light to survive? Well, they convert it. They have attached to Creator, in many cases, is one way, a converter that takes the light and flips it to dark. That feeds the dark. Then there's a second layer beneath them that it inverts that darkness to a little more manageable level. And the minions use that to destroy and harm organs, glands, joints, systems of the body, the mind, the thoughts. All the things that are going on the planet are from these dark minions being fed by darkness, by these inverters or converters. Well, we took out many of those, and then another layer, And each time we did, we took out a large chunk of these dark entities, but amazingly, they kept surviving. And that was puzzling. How is it, you know, what now are they doing? And even when you cut off all of their links to Creator, and there was even a large, what would we call it? Kind of like a motherboard in the computer terms, but it was on put on Creator, and then the dark would plug into those with all the different ports. And that was how they would suck off their energy and then go through the generator and provide darkness. Well, that was found and eliminated, and then we found there was a whole other thing put upon everything, and with a million nodes. And each of those nodes was a connection that the dark could plug into, and did, and were doing that, and then going to their converters, inverters, and doing their mischief. So those were discovered here just days ago and eliminated. So we are amazed every day. It seems like there's a new layer of something that was put there by the dark to for them to survive forever. So it's been quite a challenge. And when you challenge someone, just like challenge someone on the schoolyard, they're going to fight back, aren't they? If they're a bully and you're challenging them, they might call their buddies up and gang up on you. Well, that's what darkness has done to anyone who's in the position to eliminate them, and right now that's me. And so, yes, the bullies have pounced on me big time, especially in the last 8 years, and more recently, just before Christmas, we had quite an attack. They threw everything they had at me, thinking they could eliminate me before I could eliminate them. And they did a pretty good job, actually. They knocked the living daylights out of me. But I'm still here, and but that's sometimes a good thing when you are attacked, because now you know, oh, here's something I didn't know existed. You just attacked me, now I can find you and eliminate you. Such as back to the war over in, or, well, it's not officially a war, but the protecting the Red Sea and the Suez Canal and the ships and so forth. Yemen has these underground facilities that when they open the doors, they bring up their missiles, fire them, and then immediately go back down underground. And that's the moment where you can find them. And that's when they get taken out with the bunker busters. So it's very similar war going on in the physical world as in the invisible world of darkness. When they show themselves by attacking me in this case, or attacking anyone who I'm helping, we can track it back to the source and eliminate it at the higher level. But these are all subparts of the, you know, the grand darkness that we're looking for, the one last piece to eliminate all of it, and we're darn close. Very close. And we continue to move in on our target, and our targets on a daily basis. So just as in Yemen, when they shoot their rocket, they leave a trail. And the satellites or the drones that they're monitoring spot them, identify their location, and here come the B-2 bombers with their bunker busters or other types of equipment or planes, and bunker busters are interesting. They drop them from a very high level, and they're very large, and so they gain a lot of speed and a momentum, and by the time they hit the ground, they're going at a very high velocity, and they will crack through layers many, many, many feet, maybe even 30 feet of concrete that are protecting these nasties underground, without even exploding. In other words, it'll just create a a crack, and then when it hits that certain depth, then the explosives go off and blast the living daylights out of whatever was there. Then they often follow up with cruise missiles or other devices to make sure that they got it all. And so my game is very much emulating that, or theirs is emulating mine, actually, where we might find in a group is attacking me, but they're only a subpart of something bigger, and there's some part of something bigger yet and bigger yet. We have to go to the very top and find what they are, and then find out what's feeding them, find out all their protections and so forth. What is it going to take to eliminate them and their various levels and layers, so that one attack actually allowed us to find out perhaps millions or billions of, or larger numbers of nasties that are part of that family, and we take them all out. So I too have my weapons, one primary one actually that works on everything, and that has developed over many years throughout your history and has been proven to be the most effective, and that's the one we use. There was one exception recently where we needed a special tool, and the Creator is very generous in helping, providing then that new tool for that particular situation, and we applied it, and it was very successful. So I'm working with Creator on a, in fact, everything I do is with Creator's blessing. So I'm the eyes, and Lois are the eyes of, can see darkness and the evil they create. Creator, being pure light and love, does not see these things as I can, since I'm in the game like you. You know, you observe the results of it. I can see the results as well as the cause. So Creator relies on us to be the eyes for Creator, and then providing us the tools, once they're discovered, to take them out. So this has been quite a game. And I use that term rather lightly, but it's a life and death game, actually. So I'm here with our followers, like yourselves, who've come forward and are looking for truth, looking for peace, looking for prosperity. And what Creator promises is those who come through the Elite Program and done the steps and then the additional step will be blessed with a new body. And we're working for that, toward that, for everyone of that who's made the effort to do those processes. And, of course, that would free us. And the dark is going to do everything in its power to stop that every chance it can. And it has been. So that's the obstacles and the challenges I face daily and hourly, all through my night and days. I'm working on this or being attacked. And either I'm defending myself from attacks, or defending someone else from attacks, or we turn it around and go on the offense, and we use our intuition to find deeper and deeper levels where these are coming from. And that has been the history for, I say, 8 years, and probably in the last year and even more in recent times, we have found deeper and deeper aspects that the darkness had put in place to, one, lock us in so we never could escape, And it's incredible how many layers that has been. Each one had to be discovered and removed. So we are on the verge, we believe, of the final step or steps, and we'll persist that diligently. So it's not fun for any of us in this game, especially as we are being assaulted by financial problems, homeless problems, health problems, and on it goes. Every aspect of our being is being attacked in some manner or another by darkness. So it's been a big job for all of us, one, to learn, as you're doing, what's going on, why these, you know, why this and that is happening. And every time we remove layers and layers of darkness, we see greater and greater successes by Trump and others who are doing things for the light. They're allowed, in other words, the acceptance of what they're doing is growing. Trump's popularity is surging every time, you know, a new development occurs. And the dark influence on the Democrats trying to undo everything Trump is doing, or the judges trying to override executive orders, which is not legal. Fortunately, our Supreme Court is conservative and ruling favorably. But all these things that are getting done now were unimaginable just a few years ago. So by the work we've been doing, that actually influences the outer world, of course, in the greater scale as well as individuals. So it's a good team, myself and Lois, working the underground, if you will, the source of the problems. And then on the surface, we have Trump and his supporters and his team, his cabinet, who are out there uncovering all kinds of things that have been problematic and are correcting them and bringing justice and so forth. So we've got multiple levels of things happening simultaneously. And the light will win, is winning. But to make up for 13,000 years of every way the dark could think of stopping every action we would take, takes a lot to overcome. They've had a big, big, big head start before Trump got here, before I got here, or Lois, or any of us. So we've inherited the infusion of darkness into literally every aspect of our lives, and that's a lot to undo. But it's getting done in a big way to the 99 percentile plus, is my estimate. But they left some big stuff behind to be sure that we could never totally end darkness, but our mission is to do just that, and we will. When you have evolved into a new light being, you will be immune from any darkness. You'll be in a youthful body. Let's say you're 50, over 50, you'll be turning to about a 50-year-old body in perfect health, with many new abilities as well. You'll be in a limited light body, won't need to eat. You can, but again, you won't have organs or glands. You don't need it for sustenance. It'd just be for the sheer taste of something like a fruit. That would be enjoyable. You'll also be given, because we still have a world that requires money, you'll be given a debit card on the quantum system to purchase anything you need, a new home, a car, food, vacations, whatever, and nothing to be paid back. So your financial world will be taken care of. When we do the full upliftment, we will return into our light bodies, and their money would be no longer needed. If you felt money was important, you could simply create it. To manifest it, you could make a house of gold if you wanted. But so could everybody else, so what value would it have? Other than it might be pretty, if that's your thing. So, returning to a world of light and love is the our final goal here. That will totally end this paradigm, the dark one, and return to Creator's vision of the 200th paradigm as light and love, and you in light bodies. Not everybody will be making that upliftment. Some who have gone totally to the dark, and some actually have chosen to. They were intrigued by it, and Lois discovered this recently, and they voluntarily went to dark. They saw power and control and the illusion of that darkness might present to them. Others were simply attacked again and again. Particularly if you're having a crisis, you're very susceptible to dark invasions. Like, say you break, you know, have a fall, break something, or have a car accident, a divorce. These things precipitate an opening for dark to invade these particular people. And we often see that. Somebody goes through a divorce and their life really gets, maybe health-wise, takes on some huge challenge. And that's the result of the darkness that has invaded them. So we're at a most interesting time in our life of this duality that we are living in, about to end darkness forever. Now, I've been saying that to myself for many, many, many years as we have discovered more and more about darkness and how to eradicate it. Sometimes try something, get an intuitive hit and follow it. And using our tools, we've been very successful. But it's not like David and Goliath, you know, all I needed was one stone and one slingshot. And that was the end of that. That would be way too easy, huh? So we've had to go through centillions of Goliaths. And you have as well in your day-to-day functions. Your pain, your suffering, your struggle in every area of your life is the effect of darkness at work. So we're getting, to the end. We're seeing the dark rise up against me in particular. Just before Christmas, as mentioned, and through everything they had. And I'm still cleaning up some of that. They've messed with my wife big time. They've messed with my children, my home, again and again and again. My computer, you name it. They've done everything they can to stop the progress of light eliminating the darkness. So, we are nearly done with Creator's blessings for each of you. So I'm going to put the call on hold here for a little bit as Creator wraps up this last 5% or so and I'll come back in a few minutes, and we will resume and wrap up our call here. So don't go away. We're still here. Okay, let's take a nice in-breath into your nose, into your heart space. Hold, and let it out slowly through tight lips. And let's come back to the moment here. Creator has completed his gift to each of you. And as you come back to the moment, let's give our thanks in our own personal way to Creator for the blessings that you have received and accepted. Just checking here, each of you has now retained your grounding throughout the session here and are aligned, balanced, and synchronized. And those of you who have an etheric or a spiritual heart are connected to your higher and greater selves. All right. Well, let's get to our Q&A mode here. So if you have something to share, a question, comment, whatever, star 6 and the 1 key on the main line, star 2 international, how may we assist you? Okay, I believe we have George with us tonight. Hi, George.
Yes. Hi. Hi. Good evening, Tom. I want to thank you and Lois, Mother Earth, and Creator for the wonderful call. I felt very calm and relaxed this evening. I do have still a few lingering health issues that I'm confident that will be reduced, eliminated once you have completed and the elimination of the dark energies and all that. So I'll just send a email with the BioRenewed over just to ask for your further support.
Sure. Be happy to do that.
Mm-hmm.
How is your...
And I do... Yeah, go ahead.
Well, just saying, what have you noticed from your session tonight? You mentioned... calm and relaxed or something similar, but was there anything else that came forward, some old memories, things of the past that perhaps revealed themselves?
I don't have anything specific. I just feel that overall it's going in the right direction.
Okay, that's fine. Sometimes people have memories that come forward from childhood where really the issue began, whatever it would be today.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes not. That's okay.
Right, right. I do have a question about the when we transition into our new bodies, our light bodies, and because you had a very interesting article on the Earth News recently about the Tesla. Pi tablet, and I believe that Tesla is also coming out with a Pi phone and a Pi watch as well. And I was wondering what the extent of the technology we're going to still need when we transition over into the lighter body or the newer body. We still need communication with cell phones and satellite phones, perhaps?
Yeah, it'll be an interesting world. Now, of course, the first step will just be a handful of folks, you know, of the whole planet who have made that step forward. Those, again, the elite members who've done the programs and the more recent one, that would be the first wave, a small one, that will be in that mode. So we'll still be living in this world that we see today. We'll still have money as the source of purchasing and so forth, but you'll have the debit card to deal with those challenges. So you'll communicate in, you know, much the manner you do today. And
I see.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
You'll have access, because you'll be communicating with a whole world that has not yet evolved to your level. So you'll
mm-hmm.
still need to you know, deal with them on the level that they can relate on. When we do the full upliftment, that's the big one. That's where
mm-hmm.
everybody goes who is going. Then all the little toys and tools we don't need. We won't have
okay.
to be telepathic and intuitive, and it'll be Creator's world now, not the Dark's rendition.
Wow.
But we like
that's,
our toys and
be,
our tools.
Yeah.
Sure.
That should be very
Tesla,
interesting.
Mm-hmm. Elon Musk, I should say, in this world, is an incarnation of Tesla. He actually was Tesla.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Who was the most prolific inventor, but was not prone to have desires for personal wealth.
Mm-hmm.
And he died pope, actually. He was actually murdered by Hitler's number one henchman, trying to weasel out some of the secrets that Tesla never put in writing, trying to get him to fork over his information. And he was, of course, Tesla was very adamant about being anti-Nazi. And but nonetheless, so he came back this time. He acquired massive amount of wealth and is doing some really good things with that wealth, and so it's good to see his growth.
One, yeah, he's been very. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean one example is many of on the planet here who, in fact, Trump's entire cabinet are full of really wonderful beings who are very diligent, and you know, RFK Jr. Our Attorney General, Bondi, there it is, Pam Bondi.
Bondi, yeah.
And,
Cash Patel.
You know, yes. Yeah, Cash is another one, and the
mm-hmm.
list goes on and on. VP, you know, is outstanding. So Trump has really put together an amazing team. And getting things done on a world scale, even with his strategies, his art of the deal, and he was really PO'd by what's his name over in Israel?
Oh, Netanyahu. Yeah,
that's a mouthful to say that one, but
right.
Who over retaliated on what was happened to them,
right?
And rebuffed him now, and is basically said, "Look, you got to be a team player. You don't take on the world by yourself. You know, we work together." And so he'll come around.
Mm-hmm.
But the you know, the Israel conflicts going on, the one in Yemen, the Iran thing with the nuclears. And Syria and whatever. We had India, I guess we're beating each other up. All of that, if you trace it back, goes back to Iran. They provided the missiles to almost all of these. And the culture of doing evil. So there's a real source of darkness. And they're Jihad and whatever they refer to as their religions is you know, again, the work of darkness. So it's amazing how parallel what we see happening on the outer world is what we see on the inner world. They've got in the outer world all these different weapons, missiles, and bombs of all sorts to do destructive things or to do good things, to eliminate the darkness as well. Just as I'm experiencing darkness bombing me, shooting missiles at me, and deflecting them and stomping them. You know, it's really a mirror. But we are the underlying energies. When these shift, everything above it shifts with it. So that's why we're seeing the successes that Trump and others are having around the world, and the Supreme Court, and people are awakening. And the, you know, the wokeness is leaving, and the DEI is ending everywhere. And the invaders and the countries are finally waking up, saying, "What the hell are we doing here? why have we let these monsters into our country? They're destroying our culture, just stealing our money, raping our women, and on it goes." So, you know, the shift is underway. And that shift would only have happened if the light had gotten stronger, and meaning the darkness was being removed. And we've been peeling away layers and layers and layers of that, especially in the last weeks and months. So it's when you see the world as a projection of the dark world that I live in and work in, and we all are part of it, but I'm... And Lois and I are able to see the underworld, the roots of, you know, why these things are happening. It makes a lot of sense. You know, it explains everything that's going on in the outer world. Okay.
I think it was pretty, I thought it was pretty interesting, some of the Earth News recent articles about Prime Minister Carney of Canada, about his maybe alleged tax evasion and possibly election finagling going on, but seems like he may be in a little bit of hot water over in Canada.
Yeah, he's actually a dark individual. Trudeau was a bad boy. He's worse as far as darkness. Yeah, that was a bad set. But the election was actually rigged. They cheated and got him in. Pierre, what's his face?
I can't pronounce his name. I can't pronounce his name either.
But anyway, he's a good guy, and he got, you know, cheated out, but it'll all work out. Carney will be exposed for what he is, and be gone in some manner or another.
Wow.
So we'll see. And whether Canada, you know, chooses, or Alberta for one, or Canada as a whole wants to be some part of the U.S., we'll see. You know, perhaps a territory or a state, as Trump has been trolling them a little bit about that. But, you know, they're quite a diverse group of folks as well, and rather liberal. Other than Alberta's conservative. So how that would mesh with the trend toward conservatism, I'm not sure. You know, what would be the best choice there?
Right.
So we'll see.
Well, always interesting. So,
for sure.
And we appreciate all that you and your team are doing for us. So, well, thank you again.
Well, you're very welcome, and may you be blessed.
May you be blessed.
And our next guest, first name.
Hi, Tom. It's Karen.
Hi, Karen.
I actually feel pretty good, which is refreshing. And I was curious, you said you may have something to share with us tonight about the guinea pigs for the beginning of the upliftment. Did you have anything to share?
It's underway, so I'm going to wait till it's completed because then I'll understand
cool.
it better. But we're up to 99 percentile on its implementation, or at least a portion of it. I was hoping it might be done by the call, but apparently there's more there to do than I realized. But it's all good, and next Monday, no doubt, we'll have a nice session here to explain, you know, what has happened. And by then, you'll have figured it out anyway, I think. But we'll let it take its course.
I can, I feel the shift of energy, and it actually feels really good. I feel like I've been kind of stuck for a while, but I feel unstuck and finally feel good. It feels good to feel good.
Yeah, for sure.
So thank you for all you do, you and Lois. Thank you.
Well, you're very welcome, and may you be blessed. Okay, last call out here. If anybody has a question, a comment, something to share, or we'll wrap it up. So let's give our final thanks here to Creator for the blessings that were provided and in process for each of you. And quietly on a day-to-day basis, hour to minute-by-minute basis, Creator is sending his light and love, and my job and Lois's job here is to find and remove those that are blocking Creator's light from coming in and doing the healing. So it's a game of removal, really, removing all the aspects of darkness that are preventing Creator's light and love from reaching us. Even from last night on the call, I found later that a lot of that that was done was blocked. So I unblocked it and got the benefit for those who were there on the elite call. But it's an ever-diligent job here to keep up with the dark. There are many, I'm one, and they are very busy, but so am I. And we'll get it done. All right, we're going to wrap it up here. Thank you all for your presence, your diligence, your support, and may you all be blessed. Good night.